When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, this is Mal. If you're listening to this, you are about to hear a super special sneak peek of our latest bonus episode, but fair warning, this is just a sneak peek. Don't hurt us. It's totally optional to subscribe, but if you're interested, you can check out our Patreon by searching Significant Lovers Patreon online. Hope you enjoy. Kelly, who are we talking about today? You kind of teased this last week. Two directors.
We are talking about Greta Gerwig, the actress, writer, director, and Noah Baumbach, the director and writer. They are a couple. They've been together a while, but they have a pretty interesting relationship, an interesting origin story that I think not everybody knows about. So I'm going to be telling that story today.
I'm really excited to learn about it. So what three... sorry, I just like choked as I was saying that. I'm really excited. I'm really excited to learn about it. So what three words would you use to describe this couple?
I would say creative. Mm-hmm. Kind of obvious. Bookish. Mm-hmm. And inspired. They seem okay. Very inspired by each other.
Okay. Those are all positive.
Yeah, they are. I know. 2 weeks in a row, positive. This is a pretty, I would say, happy relationship. It seems, at least from the outside, but definitely still has drama and scandal. I could have put that in there, but, well, I'll get into it. So, yeah, if anyone doesn't know, I think some of you do, but Greta Gerwig, she's known for her movies like Frances Ha, Lady Bird, the 2019 version of Little Women, uh-huh. And Barbie. You might have heard of that movie. Mm-hmm.
Barbie?
No. Hi, Barbie. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, guys, like, okay.
It's not my favorite movie. I'm going to admit that. Yeah. Okay, we're going to talk about it. Let's talk about it when we get to it in the timeline.
Okay.
Which we will have to wait a while because that's recent. But, but it's not my favorite movie, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, stay tuned for controversial opinions.
Yes. But I do like Frances Ha and Lady Bird.
I love Lady Bird. Yeah.
Yeah. So I do respect Greta Gerwig. I do think she is a smart woman.
Yeah. We'll also talk about Little Women when we get there too.
Yes.
Okay.
And yeah, well, I'm not turning people off too much. It's a truth universally acknowledged that I think Mel, my family, we really prefer the 1994 Little Women. Mm-hmm. And I could write like a 200-page thesis about my feelings about that. But yeah. And then Noah Baumbach, he is also a filmmaker. He is known for, he actually co-wrote Barbie and has created movies with Greta Gerwig. He also did Frances Ha. He directed that. Greenberg, The Squid and the Whale. His debut movie was Kicking and Screaming. Not the soccer one.
Oh.
it's like a coming-of-age movie from the 90s, but he's like an indie filmmaker. And how can I forget? He also did Marriage Story.
Yeah.
That was his... He wrote and directed Marriage Story.
And I'm sure that will come up, right?
Yes, 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 yes. Because a lot of people speculate, and it's pretty official that Marriage Story is based on his life and his own divorce before or during Greta.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, who are they? I'm going to start with Noah Baumbach because he's older. Noah was born September 3rd, 1969, in Brooklyn. He grew up in Park Slope. So cool. He was brought up in a very intellectual family. His father was an author of experimental fiction and co-founder of a publishing house. He taught at Stanford and Brooklyn College, and he was a film critic for the Parisian Review. His mother, Georgia Brown, was a film critic for the Village Voice and also wrote fiction. His father was Jewish, his mother Protestant, and he had three siblings. And his parents got divorced when he was a kid, which really affected him and inspired his work later on. And his dad actually married four times.
Oh.
Which I feel like has got to do something to you as a kid.
Oh, that has to. Because can you imagine like getting attached to your step-parent? So was his mom the first wife?
Actually, the second wife, I think. So two of his siblings are half-siblings.
Okay, yeah. I had always imagined that's
previous marriage.
That's tough. I went to school with some people whose parents got divorced and then had new significant others, and those didn't never worked out. And I'd imagine there'd be some resentment of like, stop making me go through this.
Like, I know, I think so too. So Noah, he wanted to be a filmmaker from a very young age. Have we talked about a director before?
Yeah,
just got a flashback.
We did. Tim Burton.
Oh, Tim Burton. And we also have talked about Lena Dunham and Olivia Wilde.
Oh, yeah, true.
But I was thinking of Tim Burton because I was going to say, I feel like Noah Baumbach, you know, he had that, what's it called, the Fablemans type of upbringing, you know, making little movies. Mm-hmm. And I said the same thing for Tim Burton. But yeah, he wanted to make movies from a young age. And he attended Vassar College, where he studied English. And he graduated, and then he worked as a messenger, like a paper boy for the New Yorker. And basically right after college, or maybe even during college, he started working on his first film, writing it, and then trying to get it created. 4 years after graduating, he then did write and direct the film Kicking and Screaming, which stars Josh Hamilton. You might. He's been in a lot of things, but he was Clay's dad in 13 Reasons Why, which is like how I most know him. All right, I will have to stop the episode right there. Thank you so much for listening to the teaser. If you want to hear the full episode and many other bonus episodes, you can find them on Patreon. You can search Significant Lovers on the website or download the Patreon app. It works a lot like regular podcast listening apps. And we have tons of other couples on Patreon to listen to. So thank you so much for listening and supporting the show, and we'll get back together next week.